Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined on the KRLD Newsline by two men very excited about the Youth Sports Impact Partnership. And it is a collaboration between SMU and also the Children's Health Andrews Institute at Children's Dallas. We're joined on the KRLD Newsline by SMU biomechanist Peter Wayand and also Chad Gilliland, Director of Surgical Programs at Children's Health Andrews. And Peter, tell us a little bit about this program.
We approached initially Brent Christopher at Children's, who's the who oversees the endowment of Children's quite effectively. So he already had a connection to the Simmons School. And there's a very natural intersection between the part of SMU that I reside in, which is the Simmons School of Education, where we have a focus on the well-being of kids. That's just kind of natural. And of course, Children's does and Andrews does as well. And I think that's part of what drove the partnership between Children's and Andrews. And Chad could address that better than I could. But where we intersect, you know, for the well-being of kids, it's just a very natural intersection. And it came out of my brain and my partner in crime, Greg Weatherford, who's our special projects person at the Simmons School. We recognized that given the sports-centric nature of North Texas and the DFW area and the environment that kids currently live in, which is highly digital, that sports has become a public health issue. And we wanted to use sport to maximize public health impact in the space. And Children's and Andrews are empowering partners to do that who have kind of the same DNA or value system that we do. So it was a very natural thing, and there's a lot of excitement about this.
The Youth Sports Impact Partnership is a university-hospital relationship. And, you know, as far as that goes, Peter, say you're using an evidence-based approach to improve access to youth sports. Why is that so important, and how can it have a greater impact?
Oh, it's critically important because that space is something akin to the Wild Wild West. So there's all sorts of information, much of it bad, in digital space that affects the information flow for youth athletes, for youth coaches, for parents. There's a lot of risk out there. In one respect, you could think of it as the most vulnerable athletic population being served by the least trained people. And that's obviously not a good situation. So we think it's very important to sort of stake out a cornerstone in that space where there can be a trusted and credible source, not only for information as it exists today, but to continue to research in that space toward best practices for healthy athletic development. You know, from our perspective, every kid has a body, every kid is an athlete, and we want to reach more of them and have them develop in a healthy way. And you don't have to look very far in the media to see the train wreck of casualties. In fact, Dr. Andrew's book on Any Given Monday painfully details the exponential rise in sports injuries in kids, et cetera, et cetera. And Chad may want to address that. He knows that scene better than I do.
Yeah, and Chad, yeah, how big of an issue is this, the injuries that we're experiencing in youth sports?
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Andrews, I've been around him from an occupational standpoint since 1994, and I believe it was the early 2000s he started calling it an epidemic. I mean, he looked at the rise of youth sports injuries and the professional level of the injuries. You know, what that means is, we were having injuries come into his clinic back in the early 2000s. It kind of started ramping up with, you know, 14 and 15 year olds that had what we would term a professional injury, like a 25 year old, you know, who's been in the professional ranks for a couple of years. That's what we were seeing. You know, it sort of started with baseball, and Dr. Andrews, you know, he's pretty well known for his Tommy John or onocollateral ligament repair of the elbow in professional athletes, pitchers primarily. And these kids, these families with kids were seeking him out because their son's elbow was hurting. And we were seeing tears at that age group that just shouldn't be there. And so that, you know, in large part was stemming from overuse injuries, which as you go back down that athlete's career, and I have a tough time even calling it a career when they're 14 and 15 years old, but that's the way they look at it. When we look back down that pathway where they came from, I mean, that was just sort of the culmination of years of exposure at a level that had been unseen in the past. You know, when we all grew up, I'm kind of putting us all in a similar age bucket. You know, we were playing multiple sports and we were just being kids, and we had our games and things that were fun and competitive, but the professionalism of it, the year round aspect of it was not there. And so that's when I saw Dr. Andrews first recognizing this issue among our youth. And as he started looking at it, you know, sort of prevalent in many sports. It wasn't just baseball. Those were just the surgical ones that were seeking him out. But we started looking at it in the female athlete population, primarily in dance and cheer. You know, when you start having sagas on TV about dance and cheer, you know something's going on, right? And so we were recognizing that as well. It was just early high competitive environment and the fact that most of those sports were being year-round applied to those populations really, I think, threw it into a different category of injury pattern than we were used to seeing. And so I wouldn't say it hasn't gotten better, really, but, you know, it does. We're starting to at least recognize and have people recognize that. I think this relationship is a good example of how, you know, researchers like Dr. Wayan, who, you know, for years been recognized in his field, are coming together with the clinical community, people like Dr. Andrews, to say, what can we do? How can we now combine our brain power and put something together that is more educational, grassroots effort? Because, you know, as we write papers on it and put out publications and speak at national meetings, that message only goes so far, right? And unless that is getting cascaded down into the ranks of daddies, you know, and moms and grandparents who say, hey, maybe they shouldn't play that same sport all year round. Maybe they should try something new and different and expose their bodies to different stresses and grow themselves and develop as an overall athlete over time. That was sort of a goal that Dr. Andrews has been preaching for quite some time now. And this is just a great opportunity to put that into action.
So, Glenn, how is this going to work? What's the process, and how do you hope it makes an impact down the line?
So there are a number of initiatives that we want to tackle right away. And so part of it is what Chad just referenced. We want to build through the partnership an information ecosystem where people can get good information, right? And so in the current media environment, as you know, John, we have to span a whole bunch of different platforms to do that effectively. But if you start with a dedicated goal of taking the brain power and the resources that we have to reach those masses, because one of the problems in my space is that people often, as Chad just referenced, people often publish and they think that things are done as soon as they put a scientific paper in a scientific journal. And if you're only reaching researchers or MDs, then you're really not having any impact on what really is an epidemic of poor practice and bad outcomes for kids. And so, for example, you know, to expand a little bit on what Chad just talked about, the alarm bell for early sports specialization was probably the earliest person on that issue was Dr. Andrews. And so it's very clear, in part because he sounded that alarm bell, that's playing a single sport from a young age leads to uneven and unhealthy musculoskeletal development. So that message is out in some quarters, but we need to get that across to parents of, you know, in this day and age, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids, so that youth sport practices are age appropriate, not too specialized and not overly competitive in ways that are unhealthy for these kids. That's part of what we do.
The social impact planning to break down the barriers in sports and active play, that really speaks to me as well. And either of you that would like to talk about that, I know that activity among our young people is so big, and just making sure that everybody has access to that has got to be huge. I'd love to hear what each of you have to kind of say about that.
That's been something that's been on our hearts for a long time. You know, we see the professional athlete population, have seen them for a while, and then recognizing that what it takes to participate in youth sports today is a lot of money. You know, that by itself will limit, you know, the number of participants that are able to really gain exposure in that sport at an early age. So it's a balance, right? We don't want them to have that too much exposure. We want them to be well-rounded. But at the same time, having equal access to that on par for you, athletes of all ages is something that we're after as well. And you know, sports, there's debates over time, the benefits of sports physically, mentally. But we've seen it in our field how, you know, sports does have a huge benefit on, you know, a person's mindset, whether they become a professional athlete or not. That's not really our concern. You know, we want to help everybody maximize their abilities, but the participation in sports, you know, it takes up time that, you know, could be used for something not as productive. And so, you know, any time that we can contribute to that and make sure that what we're doing helps people, you know, kids of all ages, all backgrounds, all socioeconomic status to gain access to sports, we think that's a critical element in our society. While we're working on keeping them healthy, we also want to gain the health benefits that sports have to offer for everyone, and not just those that, you know, can write the check for a year-round participation in certain sports.
To follow that up a little bit, one of the early to midterm goals is to establish a center on the SMU campus or nearby, where by virtue of our location, we can bring kids from different socioeconomic statuses together to participate, to begin to provide that access to underserved areas. So having a physical center where we bring the medical professionals, the researchers together, as well as having practice in that space with kids from all walks of life, with a particular focus on those kids who would not otherwise have the opportunity. That's one of our most important short-term or intermediate goals, to resource that out and use it as a template that we can hopefully expand to other areas.
Part of the challenge there is to, for that access, today's world, we sort of think of club sports as being the higher level of participation and, quote, better coaching. I'm not sure, you know, exactly if that's the case or not, but when kids do participate, we want them to learn those skills and learn the healthy habits that go along with participating in sports. We like to call it just athlete development overall. Our partners, we have a performance partner, Exos, which is well regarded in the athlete development space. That's one reason we chose them. They're not necessarily focused on a particular sport, but overall development of that athlete. Peter's research has been something that's been in that realm as well, teaching people how to, you know, control their bodies better with movements, you know, intentional movements for a specific reason. And so, all of those things combined, we think will help create an atmosphere at the center that allows these kids to participate at a level they've never seen before.
Great stuff. You know, is there anything I haven't asked or shed a light on that you guys want to make sure to get in today? I just kind of wanted to give you the floor on that.
Yeah, no, one thing I would like to add, John, is to follow Chad's comments and your question, is that a core part of the research portion of the enterprise is to identify those areas where access is limited. And part of the benefit for partnering with Children's is they already have researchers in that space identifying those places where kids don't have the opportunity. So our physical center is one way to address that locally, but the overall goal is a research to practice loop that is access, retention, and healthy athletic development. And so a lot of those pillars are already in place through what each of these partners brings. And we really want to do that whole loop from research to impact, whether it's hitting all of those things, access and treating these kids well, bringing them along with healthy athletic development so that they're retained in these activities so that they can develop in a healthy way, because it carries over to how well they do in school, their psycho-emotional health, et cetera. You know, having kids grow up in a healthy way requires being physically active and having some awareness of their body. And we know that there's lots of research on that. But in the era of COVID, I mean, a lot of these kids are stuck in front of screens with no activity. And so we really want to have to do, take a holistic approach to these things and make a meaningful difference.
I'd like to emphasize too that this is a great example of the collaborative opportunities that we envision. When Children's Health approached Dr. Andrews about building a Children's Health Andrews Institute in this, you know, DFW market, the intention was, this is the first place that we're doing this specifically with the impact towards youth, and then identifying, you know, and kudos to Peter and our SMU colleagues for reaching out and recognizing that, hey, we can do this better together. And then, of course, Greg Weatherford, if you hadn't met him yet, you need to. He's the energy behind a lot of this. But that collaborative nature is where these types of efforts can take on, you know, a really national, international type of presence. So Children's approaching Dr. Andrews, they weren't sure what they wanted, you know, out of that relationship. But it has, you know, grown into an exponential sports medicine outreach type of program. And then the recognition and the collaboration between us and SMU, thanks to Peter and Greg for pulling that together. And now, you know, that's just the groundwork. You know, the next phase is, I mean, we all have colleagues around the country, around the world that, you know, have similar thoughts on this, but they just may not have had a mechanism to bring it to bear. And so I think that's the opportunity that we have in front of us.
Yeah. And to follow Chad's comment, one of the things that led us into this space is that there really isn't any center or institute or even well-developed research group that pulls all of these strands together to do the medical part, the research part, the social impact part, and the retention part. So there's a real void in the space where there's a great deal of opportunity. So it makes a world of sense for us to come together and tackle these things jointly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.